Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. Before we get started on the community calendar, I want to wish all the mothers in our listening audience happy Mother's Day for this Sunday, May 8th. We hope you enjoy the day with your family. The community calendar this week is for May 8th. Before we get started on the community calendar, I want to list some of the donors that have been helping out the library for our summer reading program. The theme this year is sports, so the Lakin and Deerfield school districts both have loaned us out some of their older sports uniforms to help decorate around the library, so thank you to both schools for doing that for us. The Kearney County Museum is also displaying older county school sports memorabilia in our display cabinets in the library. So if you want to come down and look at the older artifacts from the years past, make sure to come down and look at those. Also, Carolyn Robertson is loaning us some of her Kansas University memorabilia. Her display is above the movie section and in the children's display area. So to everybody, the Carolyn, the Kearney County Museum, and both schools, thank you very much for doing that, for help decorating the library for our summer reading. Some of the local businesses that have donated physical items or monetarily to the summer reading program so far are Details Flower Shop, David and Shauna Nichols, Faulkner Real Estate, Lynn Energy, Coon Harvesting, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, Colts Sand Company, Plain State Bake, The Gift Box, Circle K, and CarQuest. So thank you to all those businesses, and I'm sure that list will grow. So we always enjoy seeing the participation with the local businesses for summer reading and the kids. So we definitely appreciate everything. To begin with, some of the things that are happening at the library. We've been talking about summer reading, so we'll continue on with that. Sign up for summer reading begins next Monday, May 9th, here at the library. You can come in, sign up. We also have volunteer forms. If anybody would like to help volunteer or donate some items for us to help out, we'd appreciate that. If you sign up for a volunteer form, this is just in case we might need some extra eyes to help monitor some of our events, we might contact you and see if you can help us out. Some of the physical donations that we need for some of the events are individually boxed juices, but we ask for the clear liquids. That way, if we have any spills, they won't stain the carpets. Microwave popcorn, and then bottled water as well. So if you're able to do any of that, we would really appreciate it. If you're interested in signing up for the summer reading program, remember that is May 9th, that is Monday, and it is offered for K through adults. Some of the other activities that are happening at the library this weekend, May 7th, which is tomorrow on a Saturday, is Free Comic Book Day. You can come down to the library and we'll have a selection of comic books that children and adults can select up to 4 titles and take home with them and enjoy. If we have any leftovers, we'll have them out in the next week and you can come and pick up some additional ones. But we are going to limit it to just 4 per person when you come in on Saturday. That will be from 10 to 1. That is the library's hours for Saturday. So before you go see the Civil War movie with Captain America, be sure to swing by the Kearney County Library to pick up your free comic book. Also, in conjunction with Circle K, we have a coloring contest that is superhero related. They have donated a Batman and Superman standee from the Circle K. If you are interested in participating in the contest, you have to be 12 and under. It is a coloring contest, and when you check out a book, you get to choose a coloring picture, one either Superman or Batman, color it, and then return the colored picture to either Circle K, which is right behind Subway, or to the library, and they will be put on display at the Circle K. The judging on the coloring pages won't take place until after May 14th. That is the deadline to turn in the coloring pages. Again, that is May 14th. And whoever happens to win, they will win the standee from the Batman vs. Superman movie. So if you have any 12 and unders that are into the superheroes, this might be a contest that they'd like to enter. The library, through the Kansas Humanities Council, is sponsoring a presentation by Laura Hartley entitled Throw Like a Girl. This will be May 16th at the Kearney County Senior Center, beginning at 11:30 with a covered dish lunch. Everyone's welcome. This program entails that many female athletes in Kansas have fascinating tales of perseverance, hard work, and success on levels where they are previously barred from competition. Margaret Thompson Murdoch of Barrington competed in the 1976 Olympics as the first woman to represent the United States in a shooting competition. Kendra Wecker, a native of Marysville, made headlines in 1995 when at age 12 she became the first girl to reach the finals of the NFL's punt, pass, and kick competition. This presentation will explore the landscape for women athletes before and after Title IX legislation and how opportunities for women have impacted sports in our country. So if you're interested in sports and want to learn some of the activities that have happened recently within the sporting world, we'd be glad to see you on May 16th at 11:30 for the presentation, Throw Like a Girl, presented by Laura Hartley. It begins at 11:30 with the cover dish lunch. And again, it is sponsored by the Kearney County Library and Kansas Humanities Council. If you'd like more information, you can contact Tammy at 355-6674. This weekend, we will see a heavy influx of cowboys and cowgirls here in Lakin. The annual KHSRA and KJHSRA rodeos will be held at Laux Park Arena. Performance starting times are Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 10. And the local fellowship of Christian athletes will be offering a church service at 8 a.m. on Sunday. So if you're interested in the rodeo world, be sure to go to the fairgrounds this weekend and enjoy the rodeo. And we look forward to seeing you there. For the Deerfield School District for the upcoming week, on Monday the 9th, there's a Board of Education meeting at 7. On Tuesday the 10th, they have their spring concert. On Wednesday the 11th, there's a high school middle school SFTL track at Deerfield. It begins at 9:30. On Thursday the 12th, the 8th graders have their last full day of school. The seniors are also being dismissed at 12 p.m. that day as their last day. Also, that Thursday is the last day for Twix. On Saturday the 14th, the high school graduation will be held at 4 p.m. at the new gym, and congratulations to all the new graduates. For the Lakin School District, on Monday, we have high school JV boys golf at Leota at 3, high school boys baseball here versus Holcomb at 4 p.m., high school softball will be at Holcomb at 4 p.m., and also that evening, there's the Board of Education meeting at 6:30. On Tuesday, they have high school boys golf at Elkhart. It begins at 1 p.m. There's also the 5th and 6th grade spring band and vocal concert at 6:30 p.m. that evening. On Wednesday, the 11th, you have the HPL Middle School Music Festival at Johnson at 9 a.m. And then you have the High School High Plains League softball and baseball coaches meeting at 6:30 p.m. On Thursday the 12th, you have the High School Boys Golf High Plains League Tournament. It'll be at Garden City starting at 9 a.m. And then that evening at 7 o'clock will be the High School Spring Band and Vocal Concert. On Friday the 13th is the Lakin Grade School Music Program at 12. Then there's High School Track High Plains Meet at Syracuse at 3 p.m. This Saturday the 14th is also the Lakin High School graduation. It is at 3 p.m. at the middle school gym. And again, congratulations to all the new graduates. On May the 15th, which is a Sunday, there's going to be the Lakin High School Athletics and Activities Banquet. This will be held at the Kearney County Fairgrounds. The banquet is a tribute and recognition for the LHS students that participated in sports and activities for the current year. School letters and honors will be awarded, and a special presentation will be presented by Kevin Thompson from the Media Tech class. Also, a senior girl and boy will be named the Senior Athletes of the Year at the banquet. Tickets can be purchased at the high school office for the price of $5 a ticket by May 13th. Tickets will be sold at the door. High school student participants are admitted for free. They want to give a special thanks to Darrow and Linda Kuhn for donating the meat for the banquet, and the banquet is also sponsored by the Bronc Backers. For the Deerfield Recreation Commission, on the 12th, they will be having their meeting at 7 p.m. at Chosky's Place. The public is welcome to attend. Also, don't forget the activities that are available there through Chosky's Place. You have Jerry's Crochet Class every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. It is $10 per session. Also, the Tot Lot is held at Chosky's every Tuesday from 10 to 11. This is at no fee, but parents or the child provider needs to be with the child during the program. And also, if you're interested in Chosky's Place to rent for birthdays or celebrations or holiday events, you can call Cindy at the Deerfield Rec office at 426-6373. Plans are being made for the alumni banquet on Saturday, May 28th for all Lakin High School graduates and their guests. This year, registration will begin at 5 p.m., followed by a catered meal. To make reservations for the meal, call Joyce or Alan Bemis at 620-355-6702 or Donna and Martin Neff at 620-355-7197, or you can email the Neffs at neffwit@pld.com. Payment of $10 for the meal and the annual alumni dues of $5, which supports the alumni scholarship, will be collected that evening as you register. Also, the class of 1966 will be sponsoring a dance after the banquet for your enjoyment and a chance to stick around and visit. If you prefer a quieter place to visit, the older fair building will be available for your class to sit and reminisce. It's that time of year for bumpy weather, so again, we want to make sure everybody knows that the tornado sirens, they are 2 to 3 minute blasts and 10 minute intervals and will be repeated until the warning is over. If you do need to seek shelter in Deerfield, it is the high school locker rooms and you need to enter by the northwest doors. For Lakin, it is the basement of the courthouse. For the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday, May 9th, they have a painting class at 9 o'clock. They have path exercises at 10. At 4:45, they have a Southwest Kansas Live on stage that it will be with Savannah Jack. On Tuesday at 8, they have coffee. 10 is yoga. On Wednesday the 11th, there's coffee again at 8. 10, they have path exercises. 10:45 is Bible study. 12 is meal site. And for the meal that week, it'll be ham, green beans, and sweet potatoes. On Thursday the 12th, the coffee will begin at 8 again, yoga at 10. Oils at 11, and bingo will be at 1:30. On Friday the 13th, they have coffee at 8. 10 is path exercises. And then at 11, there will be Garden City shopping. A reminder from the Kearney County Treasurer's Office that taxes are due May 10th for the last half of the 2015 taxes. So if you need to do that, that will be this upcoming Tuesday. So remember, May 10th is the last half of the 2015 taxes. So if you need to do that, you might need to mark your calendar. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church is offering a 9-week study of religions of the world. They are on their 4th week, and the upcoming topic is Judaism. It'll be on the 11th, which is a Wednesday, and that will begin at 7 p.m. It is being taught by Pastor Patrick Gums. So if you're interested in learning some of the different religions around the world, be sure to participate at 7 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Wednesday the 11th. The Kearney County Health and Wellness Fair will be Saturday, June 4th. Doors will open from 7:30 to 12 noon, and this will be at the Lakin Middle School. The event will be kickoff with the 4th annual Going the Distance K Run, Walk, or 1 Mile Run on Friday evening, June 3rd at 6 p.m. on the South Lawn of the Kearney County Hospital. Entry fee is $14. Deadline is Friday, May 20th. Forms are available at the Affiliated Foods, Kearney County Library, or the Physical Therapy Department at the Kearney County Hospital. The Deerfield Recreation Commission and Lakin Recreation Commission are planning a 3-person team triathlon at 1 p.m. on Saturday. So if you're interested in any of these, start getting your teams ready to participate. If you're interested in the 5K run, walk, or 1 mile run, be sure to turn in your entry forms to the Physical Therapy Department by May 20th. On Saturday, May 7th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Catherine Hospital in Classroom B in Garden City, they have the Pink Platoon, which is a boot camp for breast cancer survivors. Topics will include chemobrain, yoga, coping, genetics, effects of treatment, and many more. This is a free event, but you do need to reserve a spot, or if you have more information, you can call Lisa Beggs at 620-272-2360. The Lakin Fireworks Show, which is being sponsored by the Lakin Recreation Commission, will be July 4th. The LRC will be sponsoring a spectacular aerial display. Contributions are needed from the community to support this project. Every contribution is greatly appreciated by the LRC and the spectators, young and old. So if you're interested in donating, you can clip out this coupon in this week's paper, fill out your name and address and the amount, and enclose the check, and mail it back to the Lakin Recreation Commission, Box K, here in Lakin, 67860. Other activities for the Lakin Rec are Monday the 9th, Insanity at 5:30 a.m., water aerobics at 6 p.m. On Tuesday, they have water aerobics at 6. On Wednesday the 11th, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m., sewing at 1, Then there will be a Lake and Rec board meeting at 5:30 p.m. On Thursday, you have water aerobics at 6. Youth baseball and softball draft will be at 6 p.m. On Friday, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m. And if you are interested in any of the programs or any information about the fireworks show, you can contact the Lake and Recreation Commission at 355-7039. On May 8th, this Mother's Day weekend, there will be High Plains Country Music Program at 1:30 at the Lakin Veterans Memorial Building. On Monday the 9th, they have 4-H Camp Lakeside registration is due. Also, new 4-H Club meeting will be at 6 p.m. at the Fair Building. Saddle Club will meet at 7. On Tuesday the 10th, you have EMT meeting at 6. Lakin AA meeting will be at 8. On Wednesday the 11th, you have TOPS at the Memorial Building. 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and 8 o'clock the meeting will begin. Also on that Wednesday, the 4-H Camp Jackson registration is due. Pride meeting will be at 5 p.m. at the Extension office. There's a City Council meeting at 6:30. The Fair Board meeting will be held that evening, and then the Kearney County Conservation District meeting will be at 8 as well. On Thursday the 12th, you have immunizations at the Kearney County Nurse's Office from 9 to 11. They take a break for lunch at noon. They'll be back from 1 to 3 to continue. The Lakin Gun Club will meet at 7. The Lakin AA meeting will be at 8. On Friday the 13th, the Kearney County Chamber of Commerce will be meeting at noon at the Kearney County Senior Center here in Lakin. Also this week, from May 9th through the 10th, they have the Ark River Water Festival, so those activities will be happening as well. The Kearney County Commissioners will have their meeting on Monday, May 9th at 8 a.m., so if you're interested in attending that, that will be at the Lakin Courthouse. For K-State Research and Extension Office, on May 9th, the Loyalty Day Beef Show will be at Tribune. The Haskell County Spring Show is going to be at Sublette. On Monday, May 9th, I want to remind everybody that Camp Lakeside registrations are due. And then on the Wednesday, on the 11th, the Camp Jackson registrations are due. Some of the programs at the local FSA office that they want you to be aware of. One of them is the Tree Assistance Program or TAP sign-up. Orchardists or nursery tree growers who experience losses from eligible natural disasters during the calendar year 2016 must submit a TAP application either 90 calendar days after the disaster event or the date when the loss is apparent. TAP provides financial assistance to qualifying orchardists and nursery tree growers to replant or rehabilitate eligible trees, bushes, and vines damaged by eligible natural disasters. Eligible tree types include trees, bushes, or vines that produce an annual crop for commercial purposes. Nursery trees include ornamental, fruit, nut, and Christmas trees that are produced for commercial sale. Trees used for pulp or timber are not eligible. To see if you qualify, you can call the FSA office at 355-7911. Also, the FSA offices want to remind everybody that the acreage reports are due July 15th. Producers can save time this year by completing the USDA acreage reports at your local Farm Service Agency office. Producers can report crop acreages to FSA, and the data will be transmitted electronically to your crop insurance agent. Producers will need to sign both the FSA and crop insurance acreage reports. The 2016 final crop acreage reporting deadline for all Kansas counties is July 15th. Crops that must be reported by July 15th are corn, soybeans, grain sorghum, other spring planted crops, and CRP. A total cropland acreage report is a requirement for FSA program eligibility. Contact your local FSA office as soon as you can to maintain program eligibility or with any other questions regarding crop certification or crop loss reports at 355-7911. We want to thank everybody again for helping out with the summer reading program with either decorating or any type of donations that were offered. And again, those were the Deerfield and Lakin School Districts, the Kearney County Museum, Carolyn Robertson, Details Flower Shop, David and Shauna Nichols, Faulkner Real Estate, Lynn Energy, Kuhn Harvesting, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, Colts Sand Company, Plain State Bank, The Gift Box, Circle K, and CarQuest. And before we leave out, we want to also mention again, Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there that is one of our local county mothers. We appreciate everything you do for the kids, whether they're still young or fully grown. Everything is appreciated that you do for us. That's going to do it. Everybody enjoy visiting with family and friends this week. We'll see you the next time. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.